Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is a podcast where we go a bit more in-depth from the articles on the website. We answer your questions about life and being human. We test the boundaries of life and have a lot of fun doing it. So in this episode, we're talking about the Higgs field and the divine. And this is going to get really, really nerdy. Some training in math and physics is useful here, but not necessary. So I don't tend to accept notions of the divine blindly. That is not to say that I don't believe in the divine. I do. But I find myself always looking for a scientific basis for what I see as evidence of the divine. I want to know the scientific basis for that. The scientist in me wants an explanation. Luckily, I found that religion and science are not mutually exclusive at all. In fact, I believe that when you find a place where science and religion and other subjects link up really nicely, then you have profound truth in front of you. And that you've really got something that is a fundamental truth. So I'm always looking for places where religion and science and spirituality and art and music and medicine and everything come together and all agree, because I believe that is where truth is found. So I try to apply this all the time. So follow me through this thought exercise. And if you have thoughts and questions and such, as always, you can send questions on anything, absolutely anything, to questions@koabd.com, and I will answer them here in the podcast. Sometimes I'll just answer you back by email. That is me who is checking that email. And of course, if you're registered at the website, you can ask your questions there too in the members-only discussion area. Okay, so follow me on this. So a field in the math and physics world is a function yielding a number for each point. So that means that for every particular point in space that seat that you're sitting in, or that point over there on your car, or that tree or whatever, it gives you a number, right? You tell it a location, and the field will give you a number, right? Simple enough. So in this case, for the Higgs field, and that's worth reading up on by itself, the Higgs field, for every position in space-time, so that's for every XYZ position, coordinate point, for every location at a particular time, so time is a factor here too, the Higgs field yields a number, which is based on the energy found at that point at that time, right? At that location, at that moment in time, how much energy is there? So energy fields, there are a bunch of them out there. There are electromagnetic energy fields, that we're kind of familiar with. The Earth has a magnetic field around it. That's fun to read up on, too, if you didn't know about that yet. That's why we have a North Pole and a South Pole, like a magnet. So there's all these different energy fields out there that exist, and these are well understood and well known in the world of science. So the Higgs field is one of them, just one of them. And it will yield an amount of energy at every location at every moment in time. And what we know about the Higgs field thus far is that it has a constant and continuous, what's called vacuum expectation energy, of 246 giga electron volts. What that means, here's the big deal, that it is constant and continuous. At every location, at every point in time, everywhere and always, it has the same amount of energy. Now, this is weird because other fields don't do this. Most other fields, they have more energy in some places and less energy in other places. Or the amount of energy in a place changes over time, right? Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, just depending on what else is going on. But the Higgs field doesn't do that. The Higgs field, no matter what's going on at that location, and no matter what time, so for as long back in the past and as far ahead in the future, at that location, no matter what's going on, the same amount of energy, everywhere, all the time. This constancy and continuity is highly unusual. And that's what really got my attention about the Higgs field. That's one thing that we know. The other thing, next thing we know is that the Higgs boson, which is a particle, a subatomic particle, arises out of this field as a force carrier, and it has a mass of 126 giga electron volts and a mean lifetime of 1.56 times 10 to the negative 22 seconds. So the translation of that is that it doesn't last long at all. It's just the tiniest minute fractions of a second that it exists, but this particle exists. It comes into existence, it does its job, and it decays into other types of particles. And we'll talk about that in a second. So the Higgs boson arises out of this field. What the hell does that mean? That means, so this field, which is energy, constant, continuous energy that is the same everywhere all the time, periodically sprouts forth a boson, a particle with mass, a thing, a physical object, sprouts forth out of nothing but the energy, which isn't nothing, right? And although this is still amazing to think about, right? And we've all seen Einstein equals mc squared. Really examine that equation. Energy is mass times the speed of light squared. Energy is mass. Mass and energy are the same thing. So it should not be shocking to us that an object with mass springs forth out of a field of energy. And that's exactly what happens. So the Higgs boson arises out of this field as a force carrier particle. So it carries force. It has some mass, a little bit, very, very small. And it carries the force of the Higgs field. So what is that? What is the force of the Higgs field? So as particles move through the Higgs field, which remember is pervasive, it's everywhere all the time. And as particles move through this field, the Higgs bosons sprout out of the field to do the job of transferring mass to these particles. Over that one more time. So other particles, as they move through this field, which is everywhere all the time, the Higgs bosons arise up out of the energy of the Higgs field and impart mass. They give mass to these other particles. They literally give them mass where they had no mass before. And that's their job. They transfer mass to other particles. So the Higgs field gives mass to the other particles out there that had no mass. So in other words, Higgs bosons create mass from energy, effectively manifesting the physical world from the energy that flows through all things. Right? Because the Higgs field is everywhere all the time. And its job is to give mass to things that didn't have mass. To create mass out of the energy. And that's why I'm saying the Higgs field is effectively manifesting the physical world from the energy that flows through all things. Now, we have to note at this point that 99% of the mass of an object, you would say, is not from the Higgs boson directly, right? 99% of the mass of an object, you would say, is due to the binding energy between quarks in protons and neutrons, right? And this is a very important point. So, okay, if 99% of the mass of an object is due to the binding energy between quarks in the protons and the neutrons, in the atoms that make up all things, and we've all had chemistry, I would hope. If not, go check it out. Okay, but the binding energy between those quarks comes from the strong force. So you would say, it's the strong force that's imparting the mass to these objects, 99% of it, and not directly from the Higgs field. True. So what's the strong force? The strong force is mediated or passed or carried by gluons. And where do gluons come from? Gluons come from the decay of a Higgs boson. So when I talked about how the boson arises out of the Higgs field, imparts mass to other particles coming through the Higgs field, and then it decays. When the Higgs boson decays, it decays into, among other things, gluons, which carry the strong force, which are responsible for 99% of the mass of an object. And the other 1% of the mass of the object is directly from the Higgs boson, imparting it mass. So the Higgs boson imparts an object 1% of its mass and then decays into gluons and other things, which carry the strong force, which imparts 99% of its mass. So the Higgs boson gets that mass started, brings it into existence, and then decays into other particles, which then account for the remainder of its mass. So the Higgs field gives rise to Higgs bosons, which decay into all other force carriers, which in turn give mass to the building blocks of matter. Therefore, the Higgs field gives rise to all other forces and all mass in the universe. Are you following me? Thus, if any physical energy field was to be the Tao or the universal energy or God or Allah or the divine, the Higgs field is it. So if you are looking for God in this universe, and saying, where is this divine? It's flowing through all things, like every religious text has ever said. It is the Higgs field. So it stands to reason that the mechanism for manifesting our human ability to seemingly generate people, places, and things into our lives is likely some form of interaction between ourselves and the Higgs field. So I'm throwing a lot of really big conjecture out there. But as a scientist, I look for the scientific explanation of the divine. Every religion that has ever existed talks about a pervasive energy, a flowing river, an omnipotent God that has knowledge and ability to interact with anything, anytime, anywhere, over all time, and always has and always will. Sounds like the Higgs field to me. So if the divine is to be found in our universe, I believe it may be the Higgs field. And it also stands to reason, this concept of manifesting that always seems so woo-woo, and that bothers me because it actually works. And I've been looking for a scientific explanation as to why it works. The Higgs field is the closest thing I have found. Because it is everywhere all the time, it's right there with you. It's in you. It runs through you. It's all around you. It's everywhere literally all the time. And that would mean that you're interacting with it, and this field touches everything and everyone else. So it's the closest mechanism I've found so far for how we might be able to send out signals that then result in people, places, and things and experiences coming into our lives. So this is probably the most far out joining of science and religion and metaphysical that I've ever attempted, but I really do believe that the Higgs field has something to do with it. So this is my current thinking. Just an idea. I would love to hear other ideas that you might have of scientific explanations of the divine. But anyway, there you go. There's my crazy thought for the day. So thanks for joining us on this particularly nerdy episode of On Life and Being Human. If you have questions, you can send them to questions@koabd.com, and I'll answer them on the podcast or sometimes just email you right back. Would love to know how I can help. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.